Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holding. Murray against Dunn. Dribbles to the right. Double comes. Back dribble. Fading shot. Good!
Oh, what a tough shot.
31-point lead in Game 7 for the Denver Nuggets. And this place is going wild.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Step back three, Curry. Bang, got it. Curry, who couldn't hit a shot earlier tonight. He was 1 for 8, now has 20 points himself.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Curry, looking for the tip. It's a pass. Kyle Connor, Pionk wants it. He gets it. Pionk shoots. Tip. They score! Game over! Series over!
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland sports leader, 1080, The Fan. Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
What is happening?
I got to tell you, I was really sad the day that that hype horn had gotten broken in my backpack, but I'm very glad we have the recording so I never have to worry about it again.
Yeah, that's a stressful thing that then falls on your shoulders day in and day out. Don't forget it. Make sure it's in the backpack. Make sure it's ready to go.
Yep.
Make sure the batteries are good, because if you got a show without the hype horn, then it's just not the same.
That was the best part about being late to the show and being stuck in traffic, was Swag got the hype horn recording so
he had to play. He had to. The one day we got stuck on 84 for 30 minutes, and we couldn't make it in until 6:10. You had to find another way to play it, man. You can't start the show without the hype horn.
Dude, what a resurgence for my guy, Ellie Buck. Huh?
Ellie Buck. A little rough start to that game last night.
He turned it around, didn't he?
He was going full Kershaw there for a moment. Like, unbelievable regular season. What the hell happened to you, man?
It's all right.
They got killed in game 6, too. He was a sieve. He's like a cottage cheese or Swiss cheese.
It takes a team there, Andrew.
It
takes a team to lose a game.
That was an all-timer. All-time game 7. Double overtime.
Yeah.
Ooh, buddy.
Oh,
third longest.
Made up for the duds in your stupid sport. Game 7 sucked this weekend.
Oh, all right, easy.
They were terrible.
We're not starting the show.
Stars and Avs. Mikko Rantanen going against his former team with a hat trick and a game 7 down 2-0.
Oh, yeah.
Here come the Stars.
Drama.
Dallas hockey town, your poor neighbor.
Couldn't believe it.
Winnipeg finally didn't choke away a series in the first round.
We tried.
Going to the second round. Let's go, baby.
Notorious chokers, those Winnipeg Jets.
I think we're doing 90 minutes on hockey today.
Are we?
Let's break it down from a fundamental standpoint. Who do you got in Oilers and Panthers tonight, game 1? Can the Oilers actually do it?
Coming up next.
Oilers and...
What did I say?
Panthers.
That's what I said.
That's can't happen yet.
Who is it? Who are the Oilers playing?
The Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, touche. Who are the Panthers? Oh, Maple Leafs. Sorry, I was thinking Maple Leafs. Maple Leafs and Panthers. Game 1 tonight. Who do you got? Huh? How do you like it? Oh, get out of here, Riggins.
Your sport. I think you've lost the title
like,
now.
Wait.
You don't even know the matchup.
Well, look. So
geographically, that can't happen yet.
Look, if Denver beats Oklahoma City, there's going to be an ego bubble that's inflated in me that's not going to deflate for a long time. Are you aware of the stakes of the second round series?
Yes, I've been aware. I'm aware.
You're aware? You know
what's
going on here?
They beat the Clippers in round one.
They did. They're here. They're here and they're proud.
You know what's funny about what you just did? I'm not kidding. Yeah, so yesterday I was talking on the off the air with Ortner, and him and our producer were talking hockey.
I'm back to the futures last night?
Yes.
Is Ortner your full-time co-host now? Yes?
I think so.
Maybe.
I've never received an email.
Just kind of go, yeah, just show up Sunday. We'll see who I'm doing
He'll
it with.
He'll fill in. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's just been there every time.
Yeah, okay. What's up, Will?
I'm not mad at it. It's an easy show to do.
Yeah, it's an easy show. Easy guy to work with.
But the producer's in Long Island, so he's a hockey guy, right? He's a...
big hockey guy.
He's a... oh, is he an Islanders fan?
Yeah. You know it. Duh.
Sure, of course he is.
I don't know. You know, he's a hockey guy.
He's a hockey fan.
Yeah. He does that hockey. And him and Ortner were talking like how... man, how great was that Stars-Avs game? So good. And I was like, yeah, it was good.
It's a good game.
And I'm like, what? I was like, I got to be honest with you guys. I never really know how to respond to this. Because, yeah, Game 7s in the NBA, we'll get to the Game 7s today, but they weren't great.
Yeah.
I also, we could pinpoint hockey Game 7s that haven't been amazing.
Oh, there's been a ton of them over the years.
But hockey had a real moment this weekend with Game 7s, and I'm like, yeah, they were good. I liked them. But, and they just kind of both like, what do you mean,
And
it's so funny that you, of all the people, just did what you just did. I went, I don't really know what the significance of who won, what it means. I don't even know who they're going to play in the next round, to be honest with you. So
the
it's
history,
like,
the scar tissue with different organizations.
The Stars won. Cool.
All right.
Who do they even play in the next round? What's the story?
You got to go look at your bracket. Go look at your Stanley Cup playoff bracket.
You don't even look at the bracket.
Come
on. You know who they're playing.
I got my Canadian teams mixed up.
So the two teams that won the Game 7s will play each other in the next round.
But in the moment of the game, I'm watching this, and I'm like, okay, yeah, over. Man, that was good. Who do they play next? Is this a good team? Are they the better team?
Yeah, it's hard to follow. If you don't know like some of the basic storylines, it's hard to follow.
If you don't watch regular season
hockey,
it's
difficult. I'm with you on that.
There is an element that's just like...
it's like me watching the NCAA tournament. Like,
yeah, there's a little bit of that. Yes.
Okay, they're good.
Right.
I know Duke's good. Got that for you. The SEC teams are really good.
I've been
told that all year. Outside of that, I got really nothing for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of that
to provide.
Yeah.
You just sit back, you enjoy the ride. That's all you can do in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You don't need to know the history. You don't need to know the backstories, who's in and who's out. Just whenever there's a game on, sit down and watch it. Some of them have been duds. The Game 7s this weekend were incredible.
So I will ask you guys this then. Did the right team win, like in terms of making the playoffs more interesting? Like if you asked me, Sprague, how do you feel like the teams are remaining in the NBA playoffs? How I feel about the remaining teams versus teams I'd want to have seen go to the second round.
Sure, there's a difference there.
Do we got everything you guys wanted?
I think so. So far for me, yeah. I wanted Winnipeg to win desperately.
Yes.
That environment's great. It's all that they, I mean, it's just everything for them. That is their life. That's what they live and what they breathe.
If you can get an Edmonton-Winnipeg Western Conference final to guarantee a Canadian team in the Stanley Cup final, it'll be nutso.
You got the Maple Leafs. Yeah, you know, they've won first round series, but still almost blowing it and then winning was great. So I'm glad that they're still in it. That Dallas has seen, like, Dallas is without two of their best players right now to win Game 7.
Yeah, their best defenseman and their leading scorer from the season.
Pretty remarkable that they're now in the second round of the play. Like, that's why it was like, oh, my God, they beat the Avs. And the Avs, after the game, were like, we couldn't even beat them. They didn't have two of their best players. Yeah. Like, what the hell does that say about us? So it was a tough loss for them. I got no critiques of the outcome so far. I'm doing okay.
No, I think all the series are interesting.
So hockey guys are happy.
I think so.
Got Ovechkin still in it with a chance to win another cup, his second. They're one of the favorites the rest of the way. That Carolina-Washington series should be a ton of fun.
That should be great fun.
Okay, can I ask you guys this then?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this watching the...
hot hockey right out of the gate.
Well.
Tickle my fancy,
hockey,
buddy.
Hockey had a moment.
Rubbing my nipples over
here. They had a nice weekend for themselves.
They did.
So I didn't know that game was happening yesterday. I got home... and my TV was just on right as the NBA was starting, so I didn't see the multi-view YouTube options.
Yeah, if you're not scrolling ESPN, you're not going to realize when there's another game going on.
Right, and I hadn't scrolled the website. I hadn't been online, really, so I didn't know the schedule. So then, you alerted me to the fact that there was a double overtime game.
It's going on. It's still happening right now.
Yeah.
It's a double OT.
And the game, the other game seven was donezo. So I clicked over and I'm watching that. And I was just thinking, you know, cool atmosphere. It's certainly better when the home team wins in a double overtime game seven because you like to watch the universal hands go up.
Yeah, the, the celebration.
That reaction to the goal is everybody much better out. Than like the depression that hits the home crowd when they've lost that game.
Especially in a place
the
like
hot
Winnipeg,
air balloon deflates.
Where their year is now over. That's all that they have to look forward to.
Right, and you're watching the other team celebrate.
See you in October.
But I did wonder watching them because I've never seen anything Winnipeg. I couldn't have told you what their logo or colors are for maybe $1 million.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Why are they the Jets?
They have, I believe, there's a big military air base in
Winnipeg?
The Winnipeg area.
Okay,
out there.
All the other teams kind of make sense to me in Canada, except that one.
That's the one that doesn't. Do it
feels
for
like
it.
They screwed up the name.
I could be going Oracle on that.
Be honest.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Might
I don't know what the
Oracle,
backstory of the name is,
but it's something to do with aviation, and I can't remember if they were building airplanes out there.
Or
there's a military
a
base,
yeah.
like a Canadian Air Force base out there, something like that.
Canadians, great name.
Canadians
makes sense. Totally.
Oilers.
Oilers.
A lot of oil.
Yeah.
Senators.
Because you'll notice the logo is a fighter jet.
It's a fighter jet.
Yeah. In the leaf.
In the,
yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's a Canadian fighter jet.
I actually
jet.
Thought, what kind of leaf is that? It looks weird. And then I looked in closer. I'm like, oh, it's a jet on a leaf. That's kind of cool.
It's a jet and a leaf, baby.
So I just, like, felt very odd that that's their name.
The Jets. Yes.
It just doesn't feel right. There's already a Jets in my life, but they're known for garbage.
The crossover names are a little weird.
I don't like crossover names a whole lot. Not a fan of that.
I mean, that's one of the things I know we've debated a million times. One of the lowest-hanging fruit sports topics here is, hey, when we get a baseball team, what should we name the baseball team?
Yeah,
should they be the Salmon? Should they be the Sox?
I don't want the Mavericks.
And I don't want the Mavericks. We have a great history there, and the documentary is great. But when you think Mavericks, you don't. You think of something else, and you will always think of something else.
Something new that's unique.
Yes, and original. And it's not easy to pull off.
No, it's not easy to pull off.
Everybody's got to go through that challenge. But I'm with you on the Jets because they were an organization, and they left, and then they came back. And so when they're out of your life for a long time, and not to mention Joe Namath, New York, like the New York Jets are talked about constantly in the NFL, although they shouldn't be because they're one of the worst organizations in football.
Okay, so I might be – okay, I found a Reddit – there's a Reddit page for this reason.
Okay.
That's funny. There's other people in the world like me. They're like, why are you named the Jets?
How close was I in the ballpark?
So this is – this is the very first post on this subreddit, okay?
Okay.
Winnipeg Jets 1.0, originally part of the World Hockey Association.
Yes.
And when they originally formed, they took their name from a third team that was called the Winnipeg Jets that played in the Western Hockey League. So they used to play the Winter Hockey.
The old WHL.
The Buckaroos.
The owner of the WHL Winnipeg Jets was a fan of the New York Jets.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, the original name is named
is after the Jets.
The NFL.
The New York Jets.
New York Jets.
I mean, when Joe Namath wins the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl in 69.
Yeah.
That guy watched that. He was a massive Jets fan, bought the WHL team. There you go.
That's how you named it. Isn't it funny how stuff like that happens? Like, that was the reason the Winterhawks had their logo for a long time, like way back in the day. They didn't have any uniforms.
Oh, you are kind of right, too. The Royal Canadian Air Force has significant presence.
Yeah.
In Winnipeg,
ah.
But the original story I'm seeing is that the guy was a massive New York Jets fan.
He was a Jets fan and then probably figured out it worked.
It kind of makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. You don't have the same color scheme, right? You change up the color scheme a little bit so it's different. Yeah, way back in the day, the Winterhawks owner, I believe this story, I've been told it a million times, but essentially they didn't have money for uniforms or they didn't have uniforms.
Are you talking about the Winterhawks or the Buckaroos?
This is when they became the Winterhawks.
Okay.
And it was whenever they were bringing in their new gear and changing their logo, and they had a friendship or relationship with the guy who owned the Blackhawks.
They got the hand-me-downs.
And they got the hand-me-down jersey, and it just kind of became their logo, and they just were like, all right,
cool,
that's our logo. And it's like, that's the same logo? And the
Blackhawks West.
One of the reasons they did a rebrand a couple years ago, because when everybody saw the logo, you thought of Chicago. You didn't think of Portland, and they wanted to be unique.
I will say, rebrands don't always go well. And I don't just say this because the coach is a P1 of the show. Genuinely mean this. Great rebrand.
They did a good job with it.
That's a fantastic Hawk logo. It looks good on all the merch. Like, that was a good rebrand.
Especially when the old one is a classic that everybody knows and recognizes. So that ruffles some feathers initially when you're like, wait a minute, this is all we've known for 30 years.
Well, I told you as a child, it used to confuse me once in a blue moon when they'd be on my television.
Yes.
Like, wait, do we have an NHL team?
I kind of do, but not really. No, no, we don't. I
thought they were in Chicago.
they play in Portland occasionally. It's dual citizenship.
How about that?
How about that hockey?
Winnipeg Jets conversation.
Winnipeg Jets.
Happy Monday.
Connor Hellebuck surviving. Turbulent start last night.
Will he win the heart?
I don't know.
He might have grabbed America's heart yesterday.
He might have. That would have been the equivalent. Who was the, was it Lamar that won the MVP a couple of years ago and then just flamed out in the playoffs? Everybody's like, this guy's a MVP. That would have been that if he would have lost last night.
Speaking of today's show, I'd say it'd be more James Harden.
Yeah, James Harden. There you go. An MVP
winner.
Doesn't show up in a game 7. Never seen that before. I was shocked that that took place this weekend.
That guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
He is.
It's ridiculous.
He is.
Keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
His fat ass with his beard playing no defense, just choking away game 7. It's a tradition unlike any other.
No expectation at all for a guy making $100 million.
Nope. Just
who cares?
Who's bounced around to 17 different teams? I mean, by the time he's done, he's going to play for half the damn league.
I know. It's crazy. Well, we got to get going. We got a loaded show today.
We
have Dan Wetzel at 7:30.
Look at us.
With ESPN.
Now with ESPN. Yeah, I know. Him and 40, I feel like, keep going back and forth between Yahoo and ESPN.
Deals up. Who wants to pay?
Hey, he went and got that money. He wrote a piece on Bill Belichick and his girlfriend.
Took a different slant on it.
He did. The problem was it came out Friday, his piece, and by Saturday night, I saw a story that said Belichick seeking new PR. And I went, well, maybe we were right there, Dan Wetzel.
Maybe something was right.
Because Dan was like, you know, he needs to be a villain to thrive is basically what his piece was about.
Right.
And leave him alone. It's okay. Well, I don't think it is okay.
No.
Because he might have fired his girlfriend from doing his PR.
Which would probably be the right move. But, you know, what do I know?
So Dan Wetzel will join us for the Daily Ticker at 7:30. We'll talk with him about Bill Belichick and what year one at UNC will be like. But let's start the Weekend Audio Madness. We'll start there next. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, welcome back in. Got some breaking news in college football, but we will not get to it until we get to the guy who broke the news, and that's Dan Wetzel at 7:30. Swag doesn't even know what I'm talking about.
They're still in trouble.
No, they're still, always in trouble.
Still in trouble.
It just means more. Kind
of. Kind of.
Not necessarily for that region, but it does.
It does for them after this. It definitely does.
Let's get to a crazy weekend of sports audio madness.
Lots going on this weekend.
There was a lot going on this weekend. Let's start with that team we just talked about, the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Fleury looking for the tip. It's a pass. Kyle Connor, Pionk wants it. He gets it. Pionk shoots. Tip. They score! Game over! Series over! And the hero is Adam Lowry! The Winnipeg Jets have punched their ticket, finally, to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs!
Yeah, that's just, I would have been one
of
those
hell of a call.
Blues players that Sportsnet Canada on that call. One of those Blues players hunched over, just, we have fought so hard.
That's how it ends.
And that puck gets deflected twice randomly and just creeps over the shoulder, roof daddy, game over, season over, see you later. Look, hockey is an incredibly skilled sport that takes maniacs to play it, okay? I say that at all due respect. That's the luck and flukiness of that sport that I do kind of hate. Because I wouldn't want to be on the end of that loss.
Brutal way to lose a game.
It really is.
Deflections are just heartbreaking.
It went twice, two different directions.
Yeah, I mean, hell, Dallas lost a game in the first round. They ended up winning the series, but they shot a puck in off their own defenseman. Just trying to clear one. It hit him in the shoulder, and the goalie's like, dude, what are we doing? Help me out a little bit here. The only reason I didn't feel very bad for St. Louis, brutal way to lose, no doubt. When you give up two goals in the final 2 minutes of regulation of a Game 7, you deserve to lose. And Winnipeg deserves to win. Like, they just gacked that thing away.
Last 2 seconds of a game.
2 seconds to go, they score. One of our P1s, Anthony, said I had the over in the game, which I'm assuming was 5.5, and it was 3-2. 1.6 seconds, they score. He freaks out because they hit the over.
That's one of the greatest wins.
Hell of a hit right there. You're just watching the clock tick down like, no, and they finally score. Hell of a game, but St. Louis, you can't gack one away like that.
We also had this over the weekend on Saturday.
Journalism is on the move as they turn for home, and Sorrenti is coming with him on the outside. The two of them go right by with a furlong to run. Journalism and Sorrenti nose to nose down to the last 16th of a mile. Sorrenti has taken the lead. Journalism is second toward the inside. Baez is third, but it will be Sorrenti to rule the Kentucky Derby. Journalism and Baez were next. Final Gambit was fourth. The final time was 202.31 seconds.
Here we go. Good call from NBC there as Sorrenti pulls ahead at the end and wins the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, the 151st Kentucky Derby. Journalism, who was the favorite going in at 3-1, actually got second in this race.
Talked about that on Friday. Journalism was the favorite.
But the horsies got busy this weekend over there in Kentucky.
Did anybody watch?
Well, it was Sorrenti, Journalism, and Beza. Yeah. Final Gambit was fourth. Owen Almighty was fifth. Burnham Square, 6, Sandman, 7.
Yeah, the only, look, I didn't watch Kentucky Derby. I always forget every year. Okay. One of these years, I'll remember to watch it. The two interesting notes,
I probably won't.
Good point. Unless I'm at, like, an actual, somebody invites me to a Kentucky Derby party, that's the only way I'll actually probably watch it. It's a Saturday, dude. It was nice weather. I'm out doing stuff. I'm not, whatever. Okay. Anyways, Mike Tirico had a nut allergy and had to leave the broadcast. That happened this weekend on the call. He just disappeared. It was like, but where the hell did Mike Tirico go?
Now, did he do that on, I don't want to accuse Mike Tirico.
Oh, faking a nut allergy?
No. You know when you have a nut allergy.
You do know when you have a nut allergy.
So, how do you...
I don't know. I don't think he's given his side of the story. My son has a nut allergy.
Ultra careful about, like, did you touch, wash your hands.
Where's the peanuts at?
Right.
Yeah.
At all times.
At all times.
So, if you have one...
It's very interesting. How it just slipped through the goalie. A 5-hole goal right there. I don't know how it happened, but he randomly left the broadcast and they had to come back. Everybody's like, is Mike Tirico dead? What happened?
I got questions.
He was okay. I think he's alive. I'm with you on the questions. And then I believe I read that every single horse running in the Kentucky Derby was a descendant of Secretariat.
Probably, yeah.
I mean,
I think he.
Guy's a stud.
What is the term they use when.
Sired.
Sired. Like.
thousands and thousands and thousands. Yeah.
When that horse was
They're
done,
all a
man,
part of the Secretariat tree. Every single one of them's got a little Secretariat
they made
in there.
So much money.
That guy, that horse.
Pimping that horse
what
out.
What a
man.
Life, dude, after that. You're just the greatest racehorse of all time. And then what do I get to do for the next however many years? Hell yeah, brother.
It's the best retirement plan. You're put out the stud.
Yes. Just go get busy, buddy.
Is that your 401k plan there, Swigart?
That's right. Put out the stud.
We had this. We're going to have this locally, but we had this also over the weekend. Probably something Dirt did not watch, but a cool kind of moment in sports.
And at guard from Iowa, wearing number 22, Caleb Clark.
Now, they played a Brazil team at Iowa, but they're doing this in the WNBA, which I think is really smart, is they're taking their stars, and like Sabrina and the Liberty are going to be in Eugene.
Grow the game.
Yeah.
To play for
We're
gonna
air
a
it.
Japanese
the
team.
Ducks, through the Ducks radio broadcast network, so we'll have the game Monday, a week from today.
It's a guaranteed win. Usually the players, because it's preseason, feel good, so they sign a ton of autographs.
It's just great for the local crowds.
I think it's a really smart thing for that league to do, is keep branching out, keep doing, you know, creative things to get people really get your hooks into them. You know
yeah,
what
look,
mean?
I know I did not watch this live.
That's
I did
okay.
Not
watch, they won by 80.
They won 108-44.
Yeah.
But I did see the highlights of it. I saw the introduction. She knocked down a bunch of shots early, and everybody was going crazy. That kind of stuff's cool. I've advocated for this in every sport, to be honest with you. And kudos to the WNBA for realizing it, because it helps grow the sport. Like, not only getting the local people to go back to their college communities, that's huge. But just for, like, cities that don't have a team, I've always felt this way about, like, baseball and hockey. And they used to do it back in the day, but, like, go play a random regular season game in a different market. They'll do it at, like, historical sites, or they'll go to the Field of Dreams.
Pick a Stars
market. And that's
market.
Cool, but, like, go to a Stars market yeah. and play a random three-game series and think about the impact that will have for the local baseball fans, how, like, enthralled they'll be of having mm-hmm. that sport in their city. It's only going to generate more revenue for you in the long run. It's a brilliant move by the WNBA.
We also had this happen on Saturday.
Got him. He puts him away, and the ball game is over. The Mariners take the series. They win it 2-1. Another phenomenal save by Andrés Munoz to catapult the Mariners to their eighth consecutive series win.
Eight straight series wins.
Maybe.
Aaron Goldsmith on the call.
Started feeling themselves, though, yesterday. They got hammered.
I mean,
and they're 8-2 in their last 10. You're going to lose a game occasionally.
They won six straight before 62 yesterday.
62-game season. You're going to lose
they're
games.
They're 17-6 since Dirt's Giants swept them.
We woke up a beast, evidently.
We did.
We woke
did.
Up the...
Better watch out.
We released the Kraken down there.
Swag, did you bring it in?
What?
Did you bring it in this morning?
Did I bring what in?
The piece of crow for Dirt to eat.
Eating crow. I can't wait to make you eat crow for making me eat crow on May 5th of a Major League Baseball season. You know how long this thing goes?
Oh, you trust me. They got it figured out this year. This is the year.
We're about 5 months away from the World Series beginning. It's a long ways away. We're going to be in week 5 of the NFL season by the time meaningful baseball will be played. That's how far away we are.
Why'd you remind me of that? That's crazy.
It's a long ways off, buddy. We got a long ways to go.
I had to calm myself down for my Bravos losing to the Doyers. I'm like, at least it's May 5th.
Dude, you guys are almost back to 500. You couldn't win a game for 3 weeks. And now you're within sniffing distance of 500. That's not terrible.
There's a report out of Seattle from King 5. They're thriving right now because they're consuming that Soto Mojo.
Soto Mojo's back.
Soto Mojo.
Tony Ventrella up there reporting on that.
Dude, they need to do those campaigns again. That was a good campaign ad, the Soto Mojo.
Soto Mojo was solid. If you got something that works for you back in the day, bring it back. The Angels are dumb for killing off their rally monkey. What happened to that monkey? Should have brought that monkey
they
back.
They put that monkey on Righteous Gemstones. Became a service monkey. Also had this in the NHL.
Didn't get good one on it, but Sagan got it out. Rants it in again. Unbelievable.
4 points in the second period. That was in a losing effort. This is unbelievable.
He would totally disagree with me saying this publicly and probably take offense to it. I am convinced that Sean McDonough actually hated calling football, and just there's no better place for him to be than in a hockey game. Listen to the beginning of this call. Listen to how excited this dude is.
Didn't get good one on it, but Sagan got it out. Ranching it again.
I mean, it's a huge.
So into it.
So he was in. He played for the Avalanche his entire career
last year,
and like for. I mean, he won a cup with them, and it was. They have been haggling over contracts and how much you get to pay him. Couldn't get the deal done. Mm-hmm. They said, "Screw you, buddy. You're not worth what you're asking for."
Traded him to Carolina,
and then Carolina traded him to Dallas.
Carolina said he doesn't want to be here. We can't get a deal done, so they moved him at the deadline.
And what does he do in Game 7? He has a hat trick against his old team. It was a hell of a story for Mikko Rantanen.
And I'll still always hate the Stars. I hate the Stars.
What's the reason to hate the Stars?
They were a Red Wing rival late
90s. Back in the late 90s.
It was them and the Blues.
Hating
and
on Brett Hull and Brendan Morrow. What the hell's the problem with you?
St. Louis, Dallas, and Colorado are three teams that I just grew up for a long time hating. Because I actually used to watch. I used to watch a lot of hockey when I was a kid.
That ESPN hockey back
did,
in the day.
I did, yeah. Sergei Fedorov, baby. We had this happen in the NBA as well, which we'll get to coming up.
121 to 112. Just a really solid effort here in game one. And Hunter will take the inbound. He won't bother to get up another shot. So that's your final, 121 to 112. We will visit with somebody here in a moment or two from courtside.
That's the Cavs Radio Network.
NBA Dirt, having a moment there? Not quite yet. I'm not going to go there yet.
Having a moment.
I mean, they lost game one on their home floor to the Indiana Pacers. And the Indiana Pacers...
The Indiana Pacers are sneaky good. I told you to look at them
for
odds.
Can we be fair that they... I mean, they dominated the majority. Cleveland made a comeback there in the second half, interesting, and then Indiana pulled away finally.
They did.
Indiana controlled that entire game.
Well, when they all shoot threes like that, they're pretty hard to guard.
Cleveland took
Maybe
a
the
very
Cavs are a little fraudulent. I don't know.
Brief lead late.
With only one half of a star. They don't got two stars.
Wow.
Donovan Mitchell, he's not good enough. Get the hell out of here.
All right, well, let's talk about that. Game one in the Eastern Conference, round one. We'll get to the Clippers choke job in game seven. What the hell kind of performance was that? We got a lot to get to, and we'll do it next on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, it's 6:37. and it's a Monday, and we have a lot to talk about. But I think 37 minutes into the program, we're probably 37 minutes late on wishing our coworker Dusty Hera a congratulations.
Hey, how about
absolutely.
That? We got a new boss.
Yes, well,
kind of, yeah, brand manager. I don't know what we say anymore. It's all confusing. I don't know.
You just ruined the announcement.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. Gonna, yeah. I think most people know by now, but go ahead. Finish. Sorry, I Riggins deal. I think that when news breaks on Friday, when we're then breaking it on Monday, I don't know if that's how that works.
I didn't announce I was breaking news, you douchebag.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit. You kind of
I
did.
I was just saying.
Got some big news to 30... get to. Got to get some big news. It's not really big. It's kind of old news at this point. The email came out. Everybody's aware. I was getting texts from buddies on
our
Friday.
Our listeners on the email? It's an Odyssey email.
They are. I forwarded it to all our listeners.
Jackass.
I got a Dirt and Sprague P1 email list. I sent it to them. Said, here you go, guys. Got some news for you behind the scenes.
It's 37 minutes in. I was just saying congratulations. I didn't announce I was breaking news. I'm well aware we already did it.
I'm going to quote tweet your news break and then break the news. Hey, did you guys see Dusty's the new brand manager, 1080 The Fan? Guys, breaking news.
I apologize to the new brand manager, Dusty Hera, for my co-host just stomping all over this.
We love our new fearless leader. We are very excited for this. It is a big deal. A lot's been going on behind the scenes the last couple of weeks.
I'll say this.
Now it's Thunderdome for his seat. There's going to be a battle royale. Will Ortner and Jordan Schultz are going to duke it out.
You think that's the only two people duking that
one out? No, it's probably more. Who else are we throwing in? Let's go. I think we should have a Royal Rumble.
Ryan Buckley's got to be in that.
Throw Nimick in there.
Swag's,
Pete Harris.
Swag
in there.
Oh, my God. I think we have Jason Swag on?
I think we need to have a Royal Rumble to decide that hosting seat.
Swag, if you were to be in that ring, and you're raising your hand, so I'm assuming you're applying for that game?
Oh, he's going to fight dirty. Swag's he's biting kneecaps. He's doing the whole thing.
Swag is shutting the lights off, and he's propelling from the ceiling down. He's coming, he's like Sting. He's just coming down in a leather jacket.
My God!
He's here!
It's Jason Swag!
I thought he was dead!
Here comes Swag!
Right when you think it's all over, if somebody's going to win the fight, and he's like...
We think it's over!
Here he comes! Nope! It's over!
Here's the situation.
You completely screwed up what I was doing.
I think we did a great job here. I think we've honored Dusty appropriately. He's our new brand manager, dude. I'm psyched for him. The fan man, we've known him forever. I got hammered with that guy at Atlanta Braves game not that long ago.
Okay.
I'm going to laugh if he ever critiques me of something. I'm going to be like, dude, remember that time we taped that show in Atlanta so we didn't have to do it live so we could go pound some cold ones at an Atlanta Braves game the night before we watched Georgia beat Oregon 49-3 the next day at the Georgia Dome? Remember that? We were there. It was a great time, dude. Had a blast.
We do have a lot of stories working with him where it's like, I mean, really?
I know you. I know you. It's a little bit different. It's going to be so fun, though,
me
man.
Me and your wife were taking dumps at the coast together. Okay? All right.
That took a left turn immediately, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm happy for Dusty. I did not want Dirt to derail what I was doing, and he did. But I would say...
I can do that from time to time.
If you were to figure out who hosts Noon to 3 eventually with Danny...
Because he's going to keep hosting until he finds his replacement. He's going to hang out and keep hosting the show until he finds whoever the new host is.
A Royal Rumble... style way of solving that would be very enjoyable.
I mean, if you want to talk about YouTube views, you live stream that thing on YouTube.
You set up
a ring right here
in the Great Notion Man Cave.
Yes.
And just say, this is an all-out brawl.
Last one in the ring wins.
Right.
See how it goes.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
God, how does a winner
we'll
get
tread
solved?
Water as long as it takes to...
I mean, money would have to be on Will Ortner just for sheer size and strength.
No, so I am actually wondering, does the winner actually become the winner from winning a fight, or does the winner become the winner by just merely not keeling over going, he can have it. I'm tired. I'm out. So
I'm exhausted.
Because Swag like could maybe be a little dirty fight, but eventually Swag's
could.
On the ground. You can have it. I can't breathe.
I would get so. I was thinking about that the other day when somebody asked the mail sack question about how many kindergartners could I beat up at the same time. And it's a fun thought experiment, but like, how long of me beating up kindergartners until I'm just out?
Seven.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, literally maybe two minutes in of throwing haymakers, and I'm like, last time I did a punching bag, I think let's do a 30-second round here. All right, hands on the knees. Gonna need a breather. So everybody's going to run out of gas. My strategy for the Royal Rumble would be all of you would have to team up on Will Ortner. Yes. You have to eliminate Will Ortner first.
Yep.
He's too big and he's too strong, and if you let him go one-on-one, he will pick you all off one at a time.
Okay, so let's do
this. So everybody has to get Will Ortner out of the ring, team up, clothesline him over, and then you say, all right, everybody else pretty evenly matched, different sizes, different weights, different heights. Let's go at it.
Okay, so let's do this then. The way that we talked last week when the internet was going crazy over 100 dudes versus a gorilla.
Yes.
So Swag, Buck, Schultzy,
P. Harris.
P. Harris.
Is P. Harris applying? I don't know who's
I don't know who's applying. I don't know.
Well, you seem to know everything in this segment. I don't. So
it's breaking. Hey, did you guys hear Dusty's a new brand manager? It's big news.
It's breaking news.
It's breaking news.
Okay, so let's throw P. Harris in there. So that's four.
Nimmick. You got to throw Nimmick. I'm just throwing all the other hosts here.
So there's Nimmick. That's five.
Wow.
Is Luke?
Luke, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Sure. Why not? Yeah. Will Darkins technically still works here.
Nah, the confidence has waned in this part of the segment now.
It's starting to wane a little bit.
You went from knowing everything to not knowing anything.
Look, I'm the all-seeing eye here.
Is Joe Fisher applying?
Joe Fish?
I don't know.
High corner.
Okay.
Throw his hat in the ring.
Is Rashad?
He could be, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go, Rashad.
And then let's add an external candidate.
Oh, one external candidate.
Some random from outside of us.
Nameless, faceless opponent.
That's eight. Could eight of those dudes take down Will Ortner?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. You get two guys on the legs, two guys on the arms, and just slowly push him over the edge.
I have P. Harris and Schultzy diving at the leg, and I have Ortner kicking each one of them in the face. Now they're knocked out. And now you've lost.
Now two of you are eliminated.
Two of your eight are gone.
Now it's Swag and Nimmick having to go head-to-head against him. That's not a good feeling.
I want Swag to be the happiest Swag possible. I've worked with him long enough, one-on-one, day-to-day, to say that. I think Will Ortner would physically break Swag.
I think he'd lift you up
the way Bane did Batman.
Yeah, I'd have to be, it would have to be a Star Wars, like, there's one vulnerable, you only get one shot at it.
Mm.
You find the spot of vulnerability, and you try to get that shot in.
See, you speak of Star Wars, and by the way, happy belated May the 4th be with
you.
May the 4th yesterday.
I think you'd be better served being in the ear of Ortner. Yes, Schultzy's your competition.
This isn't the show you're looking for.
Right, and you get Ortner to eliminate the other hosts, and then in WWE style, you pull a chair out from underneath. He turns around to give you a hand, a high five, bam, over the head.
I got him!
Ortner's falling out of the ring.
Yeah.
The winner is Jason
Swigart.
T. Swigart.
Yes. I'm now the Yoda.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of already are. You know, you're the old wisdom guy. You know, that's how we roll around.
No,
here.
But seriously, happy for Dusty Harris.
Yeah, super psyched for Dusty, man. He's a great dude. We've worked with him for so long. It's like very excited about the future of the station, and I feel this way about both of the hires we've made recently. First with Ryan Cooley, who criticized our Giants talk. His son is not happy with us on Friday for saying they couldn't turn around and make the playoffs this year. So we owe an apology to the boss's son. But hiring in-house is great, man.
I'm not apologizing for my take. I stand by my take.
You're not backing down. Giants suck.
Welcome to Sports Talk, kid. Buckle up.
You're going to learn a lesson the hard way.
It's getting rocky.
I just, you know, having people who you know, who you've been around with, who you work with for a long time, take over these kind of positions, it's awesome. So very cool to see, very excited, and very happy for Dusty.
Very happy for Dusty Hera, the new brand manager of 1080 The Fan, as we look for the new fill-in host.
Royal Rumble live on YouTube Wednesday night.
Agree.
5 o'clock Pacific.
Okay.
What do you think?
Where is Swag very quickly on the odds board? Because Ortner's going to be the favorite in
Ortner's
Royal Rumble.
Is a minus 450 favorite.
Wow.
I would say overwhelmingly, just in terms of size, strength, and athleticism.
But I think
he's the only one that wouldn't get tired 30 seconds in.
Yeah, but like when the Giants in the WWE Royal Rumble, there's like four dudes that take on him.
You got to.
I think that's what they would do.
I would go him number one. Nimmick probably number two.
Oh.
I think I'd go Nimmick two.
Okay.
Seems like he could be sneaky athletic. I'm not 100% sure there. He's got a man bun. That scares me a little bit.
Does he still have the man bun?
Okay. I don't know. All I haven't seen him in person in a while. I'd go Ryan Buckley third just based on size.
You see the disrespect? He's not even top three.
Nobody's giving him a chance.
Nobody.
I go Swag probably fourth.
Schultzy came in hot and bothered that we made what our take was on his gorilla fighting.
Uh-huh.
He's like, my dad was a cop. And I was like, yeah.
Okay.
So I think Schultzy helps you fight a gorilla.
Hey, you can use that chip on the shoulder however you want to use that chip on the shoulder.
Sure.
Can't remember all the names. I'd probably go Schultzy and then P. Harris last.
Where was Swag there?
Swag was after Buck. He was fifth.
Fifth?
Fifth odds.
Fourth.
Fourth odds.
We don't know how many people are playing.
I can't remember.
He knew everything, and then he knew nothing.
Hey, do you hear Dusty's new brand manager?
Breaking news.
It's a big deal, dude.
Used to get hairy with that guy.
Cavs lose game one at home. Rut-row next on The Fan. How about a James Harden special in a game seven that was served up to us?
A tradition unlike any other.
One guy getting to escape all of the criticism from that game seven. The head coach losing game seven after being the better team to end the year.
Yeah.
Saying he feels encouraged.
Feels great.
Wild.
If that's Doc Rivers, what are we saying today?
Yeah. It's not our fault.
But one guy, you know, was aided by LeBron, and he doesn't quite have that same stereotype.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, Indiana Pacers started round two.
They did yesterday.
And did not go well for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Losing game one on your home floor and shooting, what do they shoot from three? 20%?
They were not good. They need Darius Garland back as soon as possible.
What's the status on that? I thought he was going to play yesterday.
So did I.
He's
I,
got a sprained big toe.
He's got a toe hyperextension or something. Yeah, whatever
something.
It is. Yeah.
Sprained big toe.
Second round of the playoffs. Get your ass out there.
Yeah, that's what they said on the broadcast.
Candy ass Darius Garland. Go play. It's the second round, man. Guarantee he plays in game two now. Is that a, we're the number one seed. We're playing Indiana. We don't need him. We can survive this?
No.
I think they respect Indiana. He's not ready to go.
I mean, how about Donovan Mitchell, 1 of 11 from 3. Hell of a performance. 33 points on 33 shots. That's how you're efficient right
not
there.
Not great. Not great at all.
They didn't go to Evan Mobley enough. Like, the Pacers early on in the game, they could not guard him if he was one-on-one.
So Mitchell is the name for them, but Mobley's really the dude, I think. Like, if they're going to take this step as an organization from being the really good regular season story to a team that nobody really believes in.
To a legitimate title contender.
You have to have Evan Mobley become your one. Now, I know his offensive game is still a little limited in a lot of ways, but I just believe that they're best suited when he is leading the charge.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
Now, Donovan Mitchell,
great throwback name.
Donovan's. I love that name.
We puke in at center court.
It looks like it. 1 of 11.
I think Donovan Mitchell kind of did. He puked at the three-point line 10 times yesterday.
Mitchell looked like Utah Mitchell there. That's the Mitchell in the Utah series that we saw from years past where they came up short and they were much like the Cavs are now. Great regular season team.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite get it done in the playoffs. They can respond. They had some time off. We'll see what they do in game two. But I will give them this. I'm not a big fan of the dude. Since that came out that Halliburton was voted most overrated, he's been pretty effing awesome.
He's played good basketball. He's gotten a ton of help. I mean, they as a team yesterday shot north of
50% from three. Nimhard was amazing for them yesterday.
I mean, they had contributions from everybody in the starting. Every single guy on their starting lineup you would look at and say, you know what, they played above their punching weight. And when you could do that as a team, it makes everything else easier. Like, Halliburton was good. I can't stand the guy, but I'll give him credit when he plays well. He also got a ton of help from his teammates, and that was the thing for Mitchell yesterday. Mobley had a great start and then kind of fizzled. Outside of that, for Cleveland, I mean, Ty Jerome had 21 off the bench, but it took 20 shots to get there, and he wasn't efficient doing it. Like, there was nobody else that helped out Donovan Mitchell and stepped up the offensive production for Cleveland and the absence of Darius Garland. And
you need Struce to be better.
You have to have Struce be better.
2 of 8 from 3.
I mean, look, it's game one. I would bet my life savings on them probably winning game two, just bouncing back and winning the game at home and tying the series.
You feel that confident about that game two?
I do. I just think there's going to be a rebound there.
They look like a team that had been sitting around for a week.
There was a little bit of rust, but either way, there's just a bit of an eyebrow up of like, now we've seen Boston do this, where Boston has played with their food early in series and then gone on to win in a gentleman's sweep against teams that are lesser than them, and maybe that happens against the Knicks in the second round.
But Garland,
so I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, but
Garland
that was an eye-opening
forces,
start.
Yeah, Garland forces all the off-ball defenders for the Pacers to be more in the gap. They can't close to the shooters as fast as they did, and he'll change things, because I don't think they have one person the Pacers do that can keep Garland in front of them for a game.
I mean, Garland would change everything.
Yeah.
But that's we have the biggest timetable.
Is he back in game two? Is he back in game three? Do we know? Is he playing at 70%? Is he?
That's the question.
And even if he comes back again, what is his health status at?
But Swag's right. If he's out on the court, he just opens
for sure
so many more things up for them.
No doubt about it.
But not a great start. Pacers get the road win. They take home court advantage away from Cleveland, at least the start of that series. They win 121. To 112. That was a good basketball game.
It was a good game. Yeah, Cleveland made a nice comeback there, and they were not playing great early on. Made a nice comeback. It was tight, competitive, and then Indiana just closed with a fury there at the end.
We've got breaking news in college football. We'll get to, but we'll start the second hour with this guy choking in Game 7 again, and the Nuggets moving on. Loaded second hour. Dan Wetzel will join us at 7:30. Dirt and Sprague, hour two on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.